The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org. Or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, September 27th edition of the program. We have a vicious assault in the New York City train system that has people asking, what's it going to take for Democrats to wake up to the realities of crime, do something about it? And what does it take for people who are voting coming up here to see that it is the left that led us down this pathway of violence and destruction and need to be held to account for? Plus, Biden's telling gas stations, make the gas price lower. You know, just lower the gas price. Not a joke. Not a joke. I mean it. Lower those gas prices. He doesn't understand how the economy works, doesn't understand how anything actually functions. Then you've got the Biden White House weighing in on whether the Atlanta Braves should change their name. That's a conversation they want to have right now. And much more coming up here in just a second. Have you ever thought about investing in real estate before? If you did, you probably thought to yourself, well, that's probably a really good way to build stable growth and wealth over the long term. But where do you start? That's where you need my friends Done For You Real Estate to come in. Done For You Real Estate is your advisor, your concierge real estate investor service. They take you through every step of the process. They'll talk to you about where they think you should be looking to invest, meaning what location geographically, and then they help you get everything set up. They get the house, they put you in touch with a broker, help you get the mortgage in place, and then the management company to get a tenant there, so you're getting free cash flow every month, and also you're building up equity over time. That's the plan. It works for so many people. I know people in my own life. My own brothers are Done For You Real Estate clients. I've got many friends who are Done For You Real Estate clients, and I'm one, and I bought multiple houses with them. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this whole system works. That's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey. Now, here is the situation of crime all across the country. You know, first of all, the mayor of New York just said that Kansas has a brand that doesn't really exist. New York City, he says, has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand, is what I meant to say. I kind of understand this at some level because I saw two shirtless homeless guys throwing trash cans at each other last week in broad daylight, had a family member threatened by a true maniac who was swinging a big broom without the actual brush stick around his head and was shouting crazy things. I mean, life in New York City now involves people walking around screaming obscenities. It involves people walking around shouting and showing that they are lunatics, and you're just supposed to go about your day and hope that they don't attack you. This happens all the time. I mean, people shouting things, and you will deal with people who are clearly severe mental health cases, severe schizophrenics, drug abusers on the streets, and no one does anything. And you just walk around hoping you're not going to get attacked. You just go around hope. By the way, you can't protect yourself here. They make it impossible for you to conceal carry in New York still. They make it so that there are all these, you know, gun-free zones like Times Square. It is absolutely preposterous. And I just think that, you know, when you have these cases, there's one here in New York that's getting a lot of attention where a 33-year-old woman named Elizabeth Gomez, she was on her way to JFK Airport, where she's an employee. She works at JFK Airport, and she was attacked by Waheed Foster. Waheed Foster had already been convicted of murdering his foster parent as a teenager, and then later convicted of trying to stab his sister to death. And he was walking the streets. He was out on parole. So this is a guy who had been through the system, a violent murderer. And our system just says, you know what? You know, you're on parole. You're on parole. It's disgusting. This guy was in and out of the Creedmoor Psychiatric Facility in New York City, which is where people can be held who are criminally insane. This guy is. This is what we need to start using these terms. The Democrats have decided that the criminally insane, that's different from people with mental health issues, right? We got tens of millions of people with mental health issues. A lot of them are very minor. A lot of them are very treatable. You know, vast majority, 99.9% of people with a mental health issue are no danger to anyone. They're just people that are dealing with things like everybody else is. But there are people who are what you would call, what used to be called criminally insane. You know, the Ward's Island facility in New York, the Creedmoor Psychiatric Facility, they're places where people who are criminally insane, meaning they are not of sound mind, but they're dangerous. They will attack people. They will stab people. They will hear voices that say that I have to do some heinous, violent crime. It is the Democrats' decision has been in recent years to say, we're just going to let these people wander around. I hope they don't kill anybody. And then they do. Then people get killed and they say, oh, well, you know, the system's imperfect. What can you say? Let's pass more gun laws. Let's pass more AR-15 bans. That's their response to this. This woman, Gomez, was attacked by this guy completely out of nowhere. He basically walked up to her and tried to talk to her. And she just didn't. She ignored. And this is, I grew up in New York City. I've known, you know, you have people that come up to you, or they're saying, you know, can I get a dollar? Or they're saying, hey, man, you know, this happens to me. This happens to me in my own neighborhood. People say, hey, I just want to talk to you. I just want to talk to you. And you just want to keep walking and go about your business because, you know, there's not a person you want to talk to. No one has a right to demand your attention and time. You're walking on a public street. You're just trying to go about your business. And then they get aggressive. And then they, what do you mean you're not going to talk to me? And then you hope that they don't hit you with a brick, stab you with a screwdriver, whatever. That's life now in major cities all across the country. And what is the Democrat response to this? As I said, ban AR-15s. That's going to keep us safe. Put more strict gun laws into place. That'll keep us safe. Well, what about the lunatics who are walking around attacking defenseless women in the subway system? I tell my own fiance, my own sister, my own mother, I do not want you on the subways at night in New York City. That's embarrassing for this city. That is an embarrassment for New York. But this is where we are.
And it didn't have to be this way because it wasn't this way until the last, really last 3 or 4 years. It became clear we were heading deep into the wrong direction when it comes to crime. But this city, if you go back a decade, you go back to the Bloomberg administration, was really safe and really clean and really functional. Wasn't perfect. There were still, you know, things that would happen that are bad, obviously. But now you just feel the decay and disorder and the anarchy on the streets, and people are suffering. I mean, this woman who was attacked, it's all on video, too, which reminds, it's a reminder to people, these lunatics, well, there are cameras in places. They'll attack people on camera. They don't care. And then they'll be let out on bail because you have these left-wing judges that are like, oh, the criminal justice system is racist, so we have to just let more people out because that'll make the system less racist. What? How does that make any sense? So this woman, was attacked by this man. She may lose all the sight in her right eye. She goes to bed every night with terrible headaches and pain. She's traumatized. The other thing, too, when you are assaulted by somebody, by some random lunatic, there is deep emotional, psychological damage. People get PTSD from this. You're some woman, you're totally defenseless, you're going to work, and some complete maniac comes over, throws you into a wall head first, and then when you're defenseless and on the ground, is pummeling her and stomping on her head. I mean, I got to tell you, people who stomp on someone's head, I think about the things that there are mandatory minimums for. Oh, you know, you have a, if you have ammunition on you, even if you didn't use a gun to hurt anybody or anything, if you have ammunition on you someplace, you'll say, oh, you need a mandatory minimum for that. I think if you assault somebody and you're stomping on them when they're defenseless on the ground, that should be an enhancement. You can kill somebody doing that. This guy was stomping on this woman's head. He should go to prison for the rest of his life. I don't want him on the streets. If somebody was on the scene and drew their firearm to defend this woman and shot this guy, I would think that that person should get a medal because he could have killed this woman. And yet, where are the Democrats on this? Oh, defund police. Oh, progressive prosecutors. Criminal justice system so racist. Ah, okay. Tell that to Ms. Gomez, who was trying to go about her work and her life and provide for herself and her family in safety, and the city of New York failed her. And remember, this is not, oh, but nobody could have seen this coming. This guy was a violent murderer wandering around. A violent murderer. You would think violent murderers should be the kind of people we keep in prison, right? Nope. Nope. Not in Joe Biden's America. Not with Democrats in charge. It's appalling that this is happening. And it's not going to stop unless people understand that there have to be consequences for those in power for making these crazy decisions. There must be consequences. They must lose their jobs. And the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, he is a moron, honestly. He's really just obsessed with his own celebrity now. He's the mayor. This guy is a total mediocrity at best in every respect in his career up to this moment. And now he's the mayor of the biggest city in America. He just wants to go around, you know, having photos taken and standing around with celebrities. He threw this completely ridiculous concert series in New York, funded by taxpayers, just to make a lot of noise. Why is the city of New York paying musicians to do a concert at a time when the city is having a crime wave that is just ongoing? And, you know, there are so many things about it that make me just absolutely furious. But the mayor of New York is a moron. You know, I knew he would be. I even know some people that were surprised by all this. Speaking of morons, it's always an easy transition to Joe Biden. Here he is right now. The price of gas started to go up again. Now, keep in mind, Joe Biden is already using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in order to try to bolster the Democrats' chances in the midterms. He's effectively using the supply that we have right now that's stored for emergencies to try to bring the gas price down so people think that he's not an economic illiterate, which he is, and that the Democrats around him aren't idiots, which they are, at least on economic matters, on the markets and supply and demand. Here is Biden telling those gas station owners, rrr, rrr. I mean, that's pretty much what Biden says. yelling some nonsense about how they need to bring their prices down.
The message is simple. To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, bring down the prices you're charging at the pump to reflect the cost you pay for the product. Do it now. Do it now. Not a month from now. Do it now. And it's going to save people a lot of money.
Bring down the prices to reflect the price you pay. What does he think gas stations have been doing all along? Is he really? I asked this question. People always act like they have the answer. Is he that dumb or is he that dishonest? It's tough to know with Joe Biden. He is not a smart man, folks. He has never been a smart man. This was known. Democrats knew this. They were even like, yeah, this guy's a schmo. This guy's a jackass. They've known this for a long time. But now, oh, he has name recognition. He was Obama's VP. We can make him president during a pandemic when we're panicking everybody about everything. Let's go for it. And we deal with the results. The price of gas at gas stations is already reflective of the price that this global commodity is currently at. And if you want to blame anybody for the price of gas being high, it's people like Joe Biden who push green energy, lunacy, all kinds of restrictions and regulations that should not be in place to limit the supply of fossil fuel based on the CO2 emissions that are in the sky. The whole thing is nuts, totally nuts. But here's the problem for Biden. The economy sucks. You know it. I know it. And ultimately, this comes down to there's a simple truth, and it's actually expressed very well by Naval Ravikant in a tweet. He wrote that panic led to lockdowns. Lockdowns led to fiscal stimulus. Stimulus led to inflation. Inflation led to monetary tightening. Tightening leads to recession. The panic wasn't free, and the bill is coming due. There are many of us who were saying this all along. And we were shouted down, you don't care about grandma and all this stuff. The people that pushed the panic, that pushed the shots, that pushed the lockdowns, all of it, they were wrong about everything. They were as wrong as anybody can be, and they expect to keep their jobs and stay in power. They got people fired from their jobs. Remember, the federal government, the Biden administration, used the Health and Human Services, or was it OSHA, actually? I think it was OSHA now. It was an OSHA regulation that you had to get the shot if you had 100 or more employees. And the Supreme Court had to step in and be like, look, you can't do a federal mandate for everybody to get a shot because you say so. That's actually not a thing. And thank God the Supreme Court did that. But they were going to make it so that, you know, you were either going to get the shot or you're going to get fired from your job. They said, oh, we'll have a weekly testing requirement. Yeah, that's really going to do a lot. The whole thing was nuts. And they think they should stay in office. They think they should be in charge after that debacle. No, all of this was foreseeable. And many of us were on the Republican side. I shouldn't say many of us. A lot of conservatives are really weak on the pandemic. I'm just going to say it. A lot of people were really, oh, I'm scared. I'm wearing two masks. I like Fauci, at least for the first 6 months or so. The first month, I give people a pass on. First month of the pandemic was, you know, we didn't really know anything or what's going on. But by April of 2020, everybody should have been locked in on this is all just an opportunity for a globalist reset and authoritarianism via Fauciism. And these people have no idea what they're doing. 6 feet of social distance. Just made that up. They just made that up. I'm not making it up. They made it up. And we're all supposed to act like none of this stuff even happened. But the White House is focused in on the really important stuff, like whether or not the Atlanta Braves, the baseball, Major League Baseball franchise, will keep their name. Here is, for example, Karine Jean-Pierre saying, while the Braves are visiting the White House because they, as my co-host Clay Travis explained to me, they actually won the World Series last year, which I was unaware of that. Yay, congrats. So they visited the White House. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre talking about the situation.
The president hosting the Atlanta Braves today. Wondering if you or the president has any thoughts about some of the controversial about the team name, the Braves name, the so-called tomahawk chop.
We believe that it's important to have this conversation. And Native American and Indigenous voices, they should be at the center of this conversation. And we should listen to Native American and Indigenous people who are the most impacted by this.
Notice that we should listen to them. Okay, but what does that mean? The Biden White, first of all, the fact that Biden White House is talking about this, or that there's any, they're even pretending that they're talking about this. I don't know if they are or not. At a time when, first of all, the country, as we know, is about to, or, and the state of Florida specifically, is about to get hit with a massive hurricane. And the latest reporting that I've seen is that Joe Biden is not coordinating directly, has not, as I speak to you, spoken to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. He is speaking to the mayors of some cities in Florida. I'm sure they're Democrats. And I mean, there should be no politicization whatsoever, no politics. This is about keeping Americans and human beings safe in the state of Florida in the pathway of a really serious storm in Florida right now. And Biden is, why hasn't he been on the phone with Governor Ron DeSantis for at least, you know, half an hour as of today? Why aren't they making sure they're totally coordinated on federal response? Why aren't they? We know a big storm is coming. Oh, well, the Biden White House, you know, they are willing to take time out of their busy schedule to at least have a conversation about the Atlanta Braves, whether they'll get rid of the name. Look, we all understand Atlanta Braves is not meant to denigrate. The Braves is meant to elevate the notion of Braves as warriors who fought for Native American tribes and were courageous and showed bravery. I can't avoid the word. And the notion that we should walk away from all of this, I just want to know, when does this stop? At what point do we say that we're going to change just all, are we supposed to change all the place names too? That'll keep you very busy. What are we supposed to name stuff after in this country if we're not naming it after something that is reflective of our history? You know, we're supposed to name every street Biden Street, Hillary Boulevard, and Obama Lane? I mean, is that what we're supposed to do now? You wonder, because if you can't name it after, you can't name things or keep the names we already have in a lot of places. What is the effort here? Look, it's all meant, I know it seems like, oh, it's just a major league sports team name. It goes back to a few things. One is the central truth that people on the left are inherently, and as really a precondition, they're just miserable. They're malcontents. And they're always looking for some way to justify their bitterness at life. And it's not their choices. And it's, oh, and they find these crusades. They probably hate that term. They find these, you know, these battles to wage in the culture war that cost them nothing, make them feel good about themselves, even though it doesn't do anything beneficial. And ultimately, they're really part of a broader movement to tear down our shared history, to tear down our shared everything so they can build a new society on the rubble of what they have destroyed. And I know it's just the name of a sports team, but it's all part of the same effort. It's the tearing down of the statues, the renaming of the sports teams, the changing of the way Americans are taught history, the focus on America as an evil, awful place. It all ties together. So we got to stand athwart this madness, and that's what we'll continue to do here. Thanks for rolling with me. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.